Sweaty Yeti here with yet another podcast. This one I'm calling Kebab Capers. I'll start with a little context. So today I checked out of the backpackers hostel in Zadar and gave my new Dutch friend Tom a ride to the bus station and fired down some coffee and chicken McNuggets. I was pleasantly pleased to get a regular size latte instead of these tiny little like shot glass lattes that you get at a lot of cafes where they basically just dump some grinds into like basically a glorified Keurig machine and you get a little foam at the top and hardly any caffeine. But so I got my latte and my nuggets, got on the road to Split, and it was a decent drive, and got to my hostel. It was the Split guest house and hostel. Looked really cool in a cool part of town. First thing the guy says is, how old are you? And I said, 45. He's like, yeah, we've got an age restriction. And I'm not going to claim my first case of ageism because it was my bad. I didn't read the description carefully enough that they had an age restriction. So he was nice enough to let me use his Wi-Fi to find another place. So I decided on an Airbnb just so I could kind of chill out a little bit and not deal with the hostel thing for a couple of days. So I found an Airbnb right quick, and it's a great little place. The only problem is it's pretty far away from all the happenings in Split. So it's going to be a little bit of a pain to go see and do stuff. I'll probably have to take Uber for the next couple days, drop off my car. So anyway, I check in, I'm charging all my devices and just hanging out, just kind of relaxing. I was pretty tired. And started watching this new Sacha Baron Cohen series called The Spy, which is pretty good. I've never seen him in a dramatic role, so I've only seen one episode, but he seems to be able to handle his own. So I'm starting to get hungry, and I'm like, you know, I really feel like a kebab. So I start Googling like kebab shops, and I'm like, screw it, I'll go on a little kebab hunt. So I hop in the car, the good old Audi A3 diesel for all of you, and just go on a kebab hunt. So I'm driving around. It's kind of, you know, Split's a pretty big city, and there's the kebab pub and the kebab house. So I go to the kebab pub first because it's 7 minutes away. And find the place, but it is sadly closed. So then I tried to make my way to the kebab house and I get Google Map into this tiny little neighborhood with these streets that are super narrow, where you basically are puckering down the street. There's like only room, barely enough room for one car. I mean, if my car was 2 centimeters wider, it wouldn't have fit down some of these streets. And there's cars parked along all one side of the street, and there's little stone edifices on the other side of the street. And then you go down one street and you realize it's a dead end. So then you got to kind of like do this hair raising, back up and turn around, and then a car's coming the other direction. So you gotta like wait for a car. I don't know. I got lost for a good 15-20 minutes in this little network of streets, and finally found my way out. All I was thinking about is my $1,000 insurance deductible on the car. If I scrape it on one of these like stone walls or another car or something like that. So kebab house, kebab, pub were no goes. But then I see this little, fast food stand, and it sells ćevapis, which is basically like a Croatian kebab. So I'm like, sweet. So I pull in, see this, see a couple nice old ladies. They're like firing up these little sausage patties and chicken and stuff like that. And so I am about to, and so I basically order one of those. She spoke a little English. So I'm like, big one. She's like, I don't know what those sizes are, but they're small, medium, and large. I'm like, give me the large. This is going to be my food for the next, 12 to 16 hours. And she loads me up with some sauce and all the veggies and everything. And it was kind of a hair-raising little adventure. I still haven't seen the cool part of Split, but I think I'm just going to chill out tonight, watch some of this Sacha Baron Cohen series, eat my chivapi, and I'll take pictures of it, post it on Facebook for all of y'all. And then tomorrow I've got to return the rental, and then I guess I'll probably Uber down to the cool part and just spend the day in Split and hopefully see some cool stuff. There's like a big palace. I haven't really researched too much, but I'm just going to do like a walking tour and hang out and see the sights. But I thought you guys would be entertained by my kebab hunt. It's the kind of thing you do, sometimes having a car is awesome. Sometimes it's a big liability, especially in a big crowded city with narrow streets. But I got my chivapi, didn't scratch my car, was able to get back into my little neighborhood and do a U-turn, find a spot and do a pretty expert level parallel park. And so I am about to mow down and all of y'all can just be jealous. Don't hate though. That's it for episode 10. Sweaty Yeti out.